You know, I have to be honest with you. I am really excited about our next guest who's coming up after headlines. I may even speed through the headlines to get to her faster. Brigadier General Lori Reynolds is joining us. She recently became the first female commander of Parris Island, which is the historically very male Marine Corps training facility in South Carolina. She's going to talk to us about being the top dog at Parris Island and training Marine recruits of all genders. Joining us now, Brigadier General Lori Reynolds. General, we've had a tough time getting you on the show, but we were determined to be able to interview you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Brigadier General Lori Reynolds is the commanding general now of Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, and the Eastern Recruiting Region. You know, there's a number of things in your career in the military that you have been the first woman to do. I'm wondering what that means to you, not just the accomplishments, that you're the first female to do them.
Well, Celeste, I certainly didn't set out on my career to be the first of anything. And you know, even in this job, I'm not the first woman to ever command a recruit depot. We did this about 5 years ago on the West Coast. So I just feel like I've gone where the Marine Corps needed me to go. And if I was the first to do something, well, you know, that was just a good deal for me.
And yet now you're a role model, I imagine, for thousands of women in the military.
Well, you know, if they want to come along behind and do some of the things I've done, then I say all more power to them. It's been a great ride.
Do you think, we're speaking with Brigadier General Lori Reynolds, who's now the commanding general of the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, do you think that there has been an evolving policy towards women in the military? Not just, I don't mean official policy, because the military has long been cited or in the forefront of some of these diversity debates, but I mean among the rank and file, among the soldiers, has there been a developing understanding of the role of gender?
Oh, I do. And I think the longer we go on, the more that these, in my case, the more that these young Marines see that that their female counterparts are doing all of the same things that they're doing in the same manner that they're doing them. I certainly think that 10 years of war, where we've got so many women doing so many things so bravely, has helped.
You were actually the first female Marine to hold a command position in a battle zone as well, which I imagine gives you a little bit of street cred at Parris Island.
I think it possibly helps to say that you've been there and you've done that, sure. I think that would be the same for any Marine, though.
Do you think, is there any kind of difference in training between training a female Marine and training a male?
No. We certainly do that here at Parris Island. We start these Marines or these recruits out. Actually, they go through the exact same program of instruction here, whether they're a male or female. Now, we segregate them. We in the Marine Corps, we believe that keeping the females separated at that entry level is the right thing to do. But they are executing that exact same training schedule that their male counterparts are doing.
So what is the segregation to keep down distractions?
It eliminates distractions and helps them to focus on the things that we need them to focus on, which is their basic Marine skills.
We're speaking with Brigadier General Lori Reynolds. She is Commanding General of Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, and the Eastern Recruiting Region. General, I hope you'll help me understand. There are two major training facilities for new recruits in the Marine Corps. One is in California and the other is Parris Island, right?
That's exactly correct.
But yours is the only one where they train women.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
Is that because there are fewer female recruits in the Marine Corps?
That's because we bring in fewer females, and we can satisfy all of the training requirements for the females here at Parris Island.
So let me just ask you, because I feel like there should be more female Marines. What can you say to, say, somebody who's considering a career in the Marine Corps, in the military at least, and maybe the sort of tough image of the Marine Corps steers a woman away from it? What would you say to them?
I would say that they need to check it out. It's tough for a reason, Celeste. We like to think that we are the nation's 911 force. We need to be always ready. Our families need for us to be always ready, but it doesn't mean that women can't certainly succeed in the Marine Corps, and many have. And so don't shy away from it because you think it's too tough. Take a chance at it.
Well, you've taken a pretty tough job there as Commanding General of the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island. Did the outgoing general leave you any guidelines, any tips?
Sure he did. We all try to help each other out here. But, you know, I walked into a phenomenal situation here. I have a great staff, and I'm just surrounded by professionals here. So I was set up pretty well for success.
I mean, do you see changes from when you first went through your initial training as a Marine Corps recruit?
What kind of changes?
Well, I mean, is there a changing in the schedule? I mean, you know, a lot of people, all that we know of Marine Corps training is watching the movie Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
So is the training pretty much the same as...
Well, I'll tell you, we've really pushed lately with values-based training. You know, that young man or woman that leaves this depot, he goes on to some more basic training in his MOS. But you know, Celeste, in another 6 to 7 months, these young Marines that leave here will be out possibly walking the streets in Afghanistan, having to make strategic level decisions. And so the decisions that they make have to be based in our core values of honor, courage, and commitment. And so we really focus hard here at Parris Island and in San Diego on teaching those basic warrior values.
All right, we're speaking with Brigadier General Lori Reynolds. We have about a minute left, General. I'm wondering if you would give a message out to your recruits who are probably headed off for a tough day of training today.
Well, you know, it is tough. I'll tell you what, right now it's about 95 degrees out there, and it's about 90% humidity, and the bugs are biting. But you know what? They wake up every morning at about 4 o'clock, and they hit the day hard. And I'll tell you what, at the end of 12 weeks, they walk across that parade deck. They are proud, proud Marines, and their families... Celeste, just the transformation that happens between, the kids that jump off of those buses and hit the yellow footprints and what we turn back over to their families is absolutely, it's a thing to see. They are changed people, and it's for the better.
Brigadier General Lori Reynolds, first female commanding general of Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island in the Eastern Recruiting Region, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Celeste.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.